not a mahalach. It's also not a mahalach. A shul mahalach. It's also that Yisrael is beikah Torah shebiksav, and mishpatim is beikah Torah shebal peh. Right, because mishpatim is the ikah choishem mishpat. Ikah chochmas Torah shebal peh is in parashas mishpatim is in the chiluk of choishem mishpat. And the chelik of the choishem mishpat is a chelik either way a person feels his seichel enushi is doing it. Why is the lomdish a chelik of choishem mishpat? Because the choishem mishpat is one of the begotten in Aaron HaKohen war. Right? He wore the choishem mishpat. He wore the choishem. And in the choishem there was parchment inside which used to make the Urim HaTumim light up. She used to make it light up. So the vart is that choishem mishpat is pshat is on the outside you see stones. Right, and the second base of English didn't have that parchment. They didn't see stones of a stuff brennen an aura from inwendig. It's got to be an aura from inside that's shining through it. So that's why that chiluk of Torah, the lomdish chiluk of Torah, is called choishem mishpat. It's just like the choishem mishpat had the etzem, the pnimis, had the parchment, had the zachu, the shemus that made the orach. It's got its stuff baleichen from the rabban shalom from shemus of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Even the lomdish chiluk of Torah. That's the lomdish chiluk of Torah is called choishem mishpat. The stuff tzach baleichen. You have to see the ruach hakodesh. You have to see the ruach hakodesh in the lomdish. You have to see the lekus in the lomdish. There's two parashas, so there's a parasha. Yeah, because the lomdus is where a person usually doesn't see it. He sees his own thumb. He sees his own twiddle thumb. So there, and then the chiluk of lomdus of Torah is a person ki'ilu sees the Rabban Shalom. That's why it's called the choishem mishpat. Because it's just like the choishem mishpat, the letters used to shine from the shemus, from inside, from the parchment that was hidden inside. Remember, it's also the choishem mishpat, the lomdus of Torah has to shine from inside with the aura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the bechin is ruach hakodesh. A person has to know that every piece of lomdus is masig is a bechin of ruach hakodesh. It came from the Rabban Shalom. So that's because the Yisrael is bechin is more Torah shebiksav. Mishpatim is the bechin is Torah shebal peh. Connected there, you have the Oren, the Kodesh Kadoshim. Kodesh Kadoshim. Kodesh Kodoshim is a place where nobody could be. Just like when the Rabban Shalom came down to give us the Torah, right? You're not allowed to go anywhere near there. You can't go on Har Sinai. That's like a Bechinas Kodesh Kodoshim. It's like a Bechinas Kodesh Kodoshim. And the Parashas Mishpatim is Bechinas Torah, which is the Bechinah of the Menorah, which is more the Bechinas Torah Shabbal Peh, as we've discussed. That's the Bechinah of Parashas Mishpatim. Made it there for Yisrael Mishpatim with the Hachon of the two main parts of the Mishkan. After that, you can build the Mishkan and Parshas Truma. And Hasina Parshas Yisrei Taka, there was the Bechin of Aseres Adibros, which was Taka the Luchos, which was inside the Kodesh Kadoshim. And then Parshas Mishpatim, it's the Sod of Torah Shebal Peh. That's the Sod of Torah Shebal Peh, and that's why it starts with Avdus. Because Torah Shebal Peh is Be'ikah Mudgish, the Bechin of Avdus. Avdus, because you have to shritz over it, and it's an Avdus de Kazach. It's an Avdus de Kazach. Torah Shebiksav is love, it's Hashiveinu Avinu Nasarisach, is the Av, it's the Av, the feeling of Av, and the Rabban Shalom has to us, they gave us the Torah, the love, like the Racham HaKadosh in Yisrael, Arichas Gadol, the love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to us. That's the sod of Torah Shebiksav, the Rabban Shalom gave us the Torah, Meroi Racham HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he chose us, Am Segula, Mikol Amim, etc. Ashton Mishpotim is more the Bechin of Avdus. of you got to mamish work hard on the Torah Shebal Peh, work hard, and that's why Parshas Mishpatim begins with Kisik Ne'eved Ivri, to be an Eved Ivri, to be a Yiddish Eved, in other words to be an Eved in the Yiddish Zach, to schwitzen over the Torah. So these are two in the Halach and Yisrael Mishpatim and Aknoma to the big parashas coming, the Heilige parashas of the Binyan HaMishkan.
That's about Talmud said that the Yidden were Avadim and Tzayim to know how to be.
Who was? The Yidden, yeah.
Were Avadim and Tzayim to know how to be Avdei Hashem.
That's right, yeah.
Imagine.
When the Sepharna says in the Pasuk in the Shir of Ozzy was in Rasko, Smeichen coming from being an Eved of Parah to becoming an Eved of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Mm-hmm.
The whole Indian was a transfer of Avdus. That was the godless of Klal Yisrael. They weren't looking for Cheres. They were looking for Emstik Avdus. The whole Indian of the transfer was to see what Gashmi Stika Avdus is and then to see what Emes Stika Avdus is. Kilibin Yisrael Avodim Avodahim. The Gashmi Stika Avdus is Avdus without any Tainuk. And the Avdus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Fakir, Tarish Baal Peh, is that you could begin to have Tainuk. And that's the whole sod of why Mikdach Gahor in the air. He liben Yisrael avodim him. He wants to stay on as an eved. So why do you make the hole in the air? Because the oizen zu shoshama ba'asina kili b'nei Yisrael avodim avodahim. Oizen is shmiya. Shmiya is the bechina of tainug. Shmiya is the bechina of avona, bina. Bina is the avona, the tainug of toyu. In other words, this eved has failed him in shmiya. Shmiya is the chelik of bina. And bina is the tainug of toyu. The eon is the tainug, is the ish, the tainug, the fiery tainug of toyu. He says, Ahavti, the Gashmis, Ahavti is Ishti, Ahavti, he loves the Gashmis. He doesn't know what it's all about. He hasn't felt a real tainug in his life. So if you make a hole in his ear, it's like in his ear, the Bina, the Shvashtanan, hasn't got the tainug to understand how geschmack it is to be an Eved of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's felt him in the Bina, it's felt him in the Oizen. And the Oizen, is Bina. So, even in Yisrael Avodim, when the Baruch Shalom said those words, it became the most geschmack thing. When we heard those words from the Baruch Shalom, then it became the most geschmack thing to become an Eved of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah Shabbat Peh is taka the Shvitzin Chelik of Torah Shabbat Torah, it's the Avdus part of Torah, but it's the most geschmack. It's the geschmack of Torah. I think we discussed this last week that if there wouldn't be an Avdus, there wouldn't be a Shvitzin, so then the Avdus Hashem would be a Taiva, like any other Taiva. We discussed it. Be a taiva like any other taiva. A person be about taiva would be a big Eved Hashem. So therefore, there's got to be an avdus first. Daf Shvitzin over them doesn't come so easy. And eventually, when you get there, then the person deserves a tainug. But otherwise, it would be a taiva. It would be a tainug, a taiva like any other taiva. Person's dovuk telikus. Ain taiva gedolah mizu. But it doesn't come straight away.